This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Christine Chacoan is from Lake Forest, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. She writes a poignant thing about the death of her mother. A few years ago, my mom passed away. Thankfully, she died a peaceful death after having lived a good long life. Married to my dad for over 60 years, they raised 5 kids, enjoyed 10 grandchildren, and savored many friendships. After we gathered for a moving funeral, Dad asked us to help him sort through my mother's possessions, a normal family thing. Though we knew this task was coming, it was surprisingly hard. It was hard because so many things had memories associated with them. The picture of my parents' trip to Mexico, the dress she wore to my wedding, a string of pearls handed down from her mother. Some of her possessions required thought and prompted conversation among the children. What worth did each item have? Not just in financial terms, but the story that it told. You know, everything you have that your family will go through tells a story. You do know that, don't you? When people go through your stuff, they'll hold up something and say, oh, here's the story connected with this. I've gone through that already. It felt less like a burden than a privilege to make these decisions. And then there was the rest of her stuff. Now, this is interesting. She's not slamming her mother. She's just making an observation. So it surprised me when I went to clean out my mom's clothing. Even after distributing her best things to the kids and grandkids, guess how much stuff my mom had? 17 pairs of shoes, 21 pairs of pants, 24 belts, 34 dresses, 85 blouses and tops, 85. I was astonished. I didn't blame her. She had Alzheimer's disease for 10 years, and Dad was overwhelmed taking care of her. But as I stuffed bag after bag after bag of shoes and pants and belts and dresses and blouses and tops to give to charity, it got me to thinking, how much stuff have I accumulated over the years? I didn't bother to count the stuff in my closets. I just started getting rid of it. Possessions, we all have them. There's nothing wrong with them. Let me say it again, she says. There's nothing wrong with them. The problem isn't the stuff, but it's our relationship to it. The problem isn't the stuff, but our relationship to it. That's the essence of this passage in 1 Timothy 6. He's saying, watch your relationship to things. You and I were created for a relationship with the living God, not to have an eternal relationship with things. Because John Ortberg is absolutely right. When the game is over, it all goes back in the box. And as I understand heaven, there's only two things you take with you to heaven. You take your relationship to the Lord, and you take your relationship to people. The sad thing is, in the United States of America in 2015, the relationship to the Lord and relationship to people takes a ride in the back seat or the trunk. Or maybe it's not even in the car with some people. What rides in the front seat are things and possessions and money. That's what rides in the front seat of most people's lives. Decide today, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God who inspired the writing of 1 Timothy, that I'm going to have a different relationship with things, because the things that matter is my relationship to the Lord and my relationship to people. And everything else takes a back seat to that. Face the music, face the reality of 1 Timothy 6. Let's pray together.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.